Shalom. You are listening to Preparing the Way, an audio teaching ministry from Perfect Word Ministries. My name is Kevin Jeffrey, president and founder of Perfect Word Ministries, and I am a Jewish disciple of the Messiah Yeshua. In the last session, called Fulfilling Messiah's Torah, we discussed the controversial yet pivotal topic of the Torah, or the Law, and how it relates to Messianic Jewish believers in the Messiah. We covered a lot of ground on this decisive and sometimes divisive subject, but we really only began to scratch the surface. In one sense, the topic of Torah can be extremely intricate and difficult to get our brains around. But in my opinion, the place that Torah is supposed to have in the lives of Messianic Jews is quite simple and needs little explanation at all. The problem is that we have to unlearn a lot of the biases and preconceived ideas we have about Torah, both positive and negative, to get down to the simple basics of what Torah is and what Torah means to us. In the last session, we made the following points concerning the Torah and how we as Messianic believers are to relate to it. First, Torah is the individual commands and the collection of those commands and instructions written down by Moshe for the people of Israel. Torah is not abstract at all, but is contained in such a form that we mere human beings can understand and do it. Second, Israel's keeping of Torah indicates the condition of her heart toward Adonai. Whenever Israel turned away from Adonai, so went her Torah keeping. Whenever Israel turned toward Adonai, it was marked by a return to Torah. Third, the prophets continually called Israel back to the Torah, back to Adonai. The prophetic exhortation to return to Adonai often included a return to the ways of Torah. Fourth, Yeshua teaches that Israel's Torah keeping is to endure until all things pass away. He also agrees with Moshe and the prophets that Torah cannot be truly kept at all without love for Adonai and love for one another. In sloganized terms, Yeshua was pro-Torah in every respect. Fifth, contrary to the commonly accepted view, Paul actually upholds the Torah. The various passages in Paul's writings that appear to disparage the Torah are actually referring to the perverted use of Torah for the sake of gaining righteousness. This, Paul consistently spoke against, while maintaining his positive view of the Torah itself, as well as true Torah keeping. Sixth, the Torah has been transformed by the blood of Yeshua, specifically in the area of the sacrificial system and the priesthood. But just because Torah is written on Israel's heart according to the New Covenant, this does not negate the literal keeping of the commands of the covenant of Torah itself. And finally, we are to understand Torah according to the fullness that Yeshua has brought to it. Yeshua's interpretation or explanation of how to keep Torah is the correct one. By keeping Torah, we learn about the person and nature of Messiah. Through Yeshua, a change has also been effected in us, the Torah keepers, so that we can now truly keep Torah and live the abundant life of Messiah. And the mind controlled by the Spirit can submit itself to God's Torah. We ended the session with my assertion that Messianic Jews, as the true covenant keepers, are indeed obligated to keep Torah. What this looks like in practical terms may be debatable, but there is nothing in Scripture that supports the idea that once a Jew believes in Messiah, he is no longer obligated to live as a Jew and keep the Torah.